or money back. Call now, 800-747-4043. That's 800-747-4043. One more time, you ready? 800-747-4043.
At 3:04, we welcome you in the Gym Class Monday edition coming your way. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM on this Monday, August the 15th. A lot of things to talk about. The weekend that was in the world of sports. We'll revisit Rio and the games of the 31st Olympiad. Lots of things to talk about from Rio. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Mike Colas will join us as well. We'll talk with Mike about the events of the John Deere Classic over the weekend. Look ahead to some Iowa football, etc. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we got a concert announcement we are going to give to you, and that'll be coming up before 4 o'clock. Also today, we've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away as well. Our very popular, as you know, Mark, Dr. Pepper prize packs, and thanks to Steve Carter, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper Snapple for helping us out to make some listeners happy out there. As it says, nothing beats cracking open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and we'll have it all this week, and you'll score a couple of Dr. Pepper 12-packs, regular and diet, a couple of Dr. Pepper T-shirts, plus a brand-new KGYM T-shirt and one of those brilliant pint glasses of KGYM to enjoy your Dr. Pepper in. Is that proper English, to enjoy your Dr. Pepper in?
No.
No. Week's off to a great start, ladies and gentlemen. Week is off to a tremendous start. But anyway, we're going to get you set up with a pint glass.
Saw Steve Carter over the weekend at a golf outing. Wanted me to make sure to tell you hello.
Well, hello to Steve. Probably listening.
Enjoys the show. Yeah. Great to see him.
Great to see him. Yeah, you were other former Jayhawks out there at Ellis this weekend. You were happy with the way your round ended, I know.
Yeah, otherwise it was very spotty, and that's okay. But we had a great time, Jefferson Alumni Golf Outing, and saw a lot of familiar faces, old coaches, former athletes, and a terrific time. And somehow we luck out with great weather every year, and it was another great Saturday.
Did you win anything, though?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man. That's too bad. That's too bad. I got out.
Bottom of a flight.
That's the way it always works, isn't
it?
You're just one stroke too good or one stroke too bad. Did you see Rusty?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's Rusty doing? We need to get out and play golf.
His game was not very... He's got... I think he used the S word.
No!
Yes, he used
Rusty.
The S word. Yes.
I like to point out, I've gone two straight rounds now without the S word.
Oh.
So I'm...
It's progress.
I am making progress, and things are going well. We don't care about the golf game. How's the bowling?
He's ready to go.
Back's good. Everything's fine. Rusty?
Back's good. Yep.
And he's looking forward to Tennessee football as well.
Very much so.
Who's not?
He looks forward to it every year. They're going to be good. Phil Steele, we're going to talk to him tomorrow. I think he's high on Tennessee. Tennessee was only a few points away from being unbeaten last year.
That is, well, yeah, that's true, but some things went south for them. But they'll be, I think they're going to be one of the top teams in the SEC, certainly, especially in the Eastern Division of the SEC. So, bad news for Iowa State football. Jake Campos, right tackle, and about the only lineman with some significant experience for Matt Campbell, suffered a pretty significant injury on Sunday. Iowa State is not saying that he is going to be out for the year. Some publications are saying that he is out for the year. I think we'll know more as we get closer and closer to the season, but he's not. The bottom line is he's not going to be around for a while for Iowa State.
Jake Campos with the most starts among that group of offensive linemen, 23. It would be akin to maybe last year, Austin Blythe being knocked out for the year. An experienced guy. But Matt Campbell's got a challenge on his hands, and a couple Cedar Rapids products may fix, be in the mix there. Bryce Meeker from Prairie and Julian Good-Jones from Washington in the mix to see the field among the offensive linemen. But You know, you've got a great running back like Mike Warren, one of the top freshman running backs in the country last year, poised to, you know, to have another good season. Be a little more difficult this year.
Yeah, and you never know how it's all going to play out. Some people could step up. You mentioned two of the guys from Cedar Rapids that could step up on the offensive line. Sounds like Julian Good-Jones is going to start off as at center for Iowa State. We talked with Paul Clark on Friday. You can go and visit that conversation at kgymradio.com as we have our podcasts up there. And also, you can revisit our Saturday morning Coach's Corner, our football preview, our high school football preview. We talked with Mark Bliss from Prairie, Dwayne Schulte of Xavier, and Bob Forsyth from Linmar last Saturday. That is up and ready to go for your convenience. Four more coming up this Saturday at 9 o'clock. Wash, Jeff, Kennedy, and Marion coming up this Saturday morning starting at 9 o'clock.
Football starts this week. Eight-man games. I know there's some on Thursday, some on Friday. But, yeah, eight-man games this week.
Our first one will come up a week from this coming Thursday. Will be at Kingston Stadium. Should be a top-10 battle. It is a top-10 battle, according to the Gazette KGYM High School Football Poll that was released on Sunday by Jeff Linder over at the Gazette. And Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the defending 4A state runner-up team, is starting the season at number 5, and I believe Muscatine is starting at number 8. I'm just looking forward to seeing Joel that night.
Yeah, our friend Joel from Muscatine.
Our friend Joel from Muscatine.
Yeah.
And talk with him about his Muskies. They got high hopes down there for Muscatine.
He's a scribe over there in Muscatine. Do you know that?
Yeah. He does a lot of stuff over at Muscatine. A lot of stuff over there. So hoping to catch up and get caught up with Joel that first night of the Iowa high school football season, in earnest, if you will.
Start of the football season also means we're going to begin our tailgate tour, and that'll be next week. We're gonna miss a couple weeks along the way, but we'll be at Kennedy next week and kick off the tailgate tour. Thanks to all our great sponsors there, and we'll mention them as we go along. But start of the tailgate tour means the end of Lunchbox Heroes, and we're going to make our last appearance of the year this Wednesday.
Yeah. Did you see where we're going?
I did.
CRST. It's our home away from home in downtown Cedar Rapids, and we're going to feed about a triple digits for the last one.
Yeah.
So it's all hands on deck. You ready to be there?
Yeah. I don't know how many times we've been there, but we were the first one there was when they, you know, shortly after they broke ground. Yeah. And now look at it.
It's going to be terrific to be over there again and see how everything has progressed since we were there the first week of Lunchbox Heroes. Also, closing up shop in the summer, our final Caddy Smack will come up on Wednesday. And I think we're trying to get in touch. Brian will not be there. He's going to be at the Iowa Open, or at least getting ready for the Iowa Open. That starts on Thursday, I believe. So he's got another event to be played on Wednesday. Another guy that's going in red hot into the Iowa Open this week. I think we're trying to line up for Wednesday, and that would be our friend Sean McCarty, mm-hmm. who just won the Herman Sanni over the weekend by a bunch. And he's playing very well, the pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville.
Had a lot of success in his career, and that's terrific for a guy who also runs a club. But, yeah, he played very well over the weekend.
Yeah, he did. And a lot of things to talk about. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to chime in on the Guppies on the Go text line, when you're on the go, we want to know what you think via the Guppies on the Go text line. You can also reach us via the phone line. Same number, 319-366-1600. Olympics were kind of front and center after all the hubbub, after everything that was said, after everything that was written. I think Olympic golf went pretty well.
Yeah.
Down in Rio, and it came down to a fantastic finish between probably the two hottest golfers right now in the world, and Henrik Stenson, and then the eventual gold medalist Justin Rose.
Yeah, I thought it was great theater. I don't, you know, it's not the greatest of fields. There's 60 players, and some come from countries you know, and they're not high level golfers, but I think if you take what the top 10 or 15 players in the field, the makeup is very good. Of course, the top four players in the world were not there, but I don't think it diminished anything. I'd like to see a team competition be incorporated into things in 2020 in Japan. But I thought it went really well, except for the NBC coverage. Jeez.
Roger Maltby can't follow a golf ball. My favorite of the weekend. Ball tees off. How's that look, Roger? That looks good. Looks good. And it ended up in foot-high grass. What are you looking for? Holy cow.
Yeah.
And
you take nerves out of, the word nerves, out of Johnny Miller's vocabulary, and he wouldn't be able to speak.
No.
Nerves or nervous?
Nerves. Nerves. Everything's nervous. And I'm sure they were. It's a different feel to that tournament. And you mentioned the top four, Jason Day, etc., Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, that group that did not go for various reasons. Haven't really heard anything from them. It'll be interesting to see if they go to Tokyo in 2020. It'll be interesting to see how the schedule will play out. If they do make it over there, could be another situation where you've got to choose between making a lot of money and going to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are trying to compare it to the Ryder Cup. It wasn't a Ryder Cup type situation, except for maybe for Stenson and Rose. It was almost, I texted you, it was almost like those two guys battling it out in the last match of the Ryder Cup for the cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not in the top 10, if you're that back 50, you're just playing golf yesterday. And maybe that's the drawback to it, because it only pays out three places, basically. Of course, Matt Kuchar ended up getting the bronze medal for the U.S. and a great comeback after a subpar first day. But it was great theater at the end. It does fall off quite a bit, though. For the rest of the field. It's just a different vibe. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just a different vibe in and of itself.
Brazilians don't play golf. There's only a handful of courses in the country, and it's not a small country by any means. But golf is not important in Brazil. They only sold, I think, 12,000 to 15,000 tickets, and we're sold out for the final round.
Yes.
But it's just not a popular sport over there. And it kind of showed because it seemed like every hole, every other hole on the tees, the players and or their caddies were asking spectators to put away the cameras, put away the phones.
No one did.
I don't think anyone did. No.
Yeah, it will become a public course now at the end of the Olympics. And it's going to be, there are less than 10 golf courses in the country of Brazil. You and I would not get along well in Brazil.
No.
They got racing, they got football.
I don't know, we'd have the courses to ourselves.
Yeah, we'd have the courses to ourselves. Boy, if they don't bowl, then we're not headed there. That's all I know. Ryan Moore wins the John Deere Classic. We're going to talk more about that with Michael Haas coming up here in just a moment. He was over there for the four soggy day run of the John Deere Classic. We'll talk about how Zach fared over there. And other things with Mike coming up. Of course, Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. Found out C.J. Beathard had a bit of a knee problem during the week, but sounds like everything is okay. That was a pretty well sort of guarded secret. And they were kidding. The media was kidding with him afterwards. It was everything from a slight sprain to he lost his leg, and that's kind of the usually the way it works nowadays as far as. The media is concerned and social media.
Yeah, that's meant to be a fun afternoon for the kids. And of course, Iowa football isn't going to show much, if anything. The kickers, Miguel Racinos, made 6 out of 8, I think I read, including a couple 40-plus yarders. And again, that position is very crucial, along with the punter position for Iowa. But if you went there trying to learn anything about the team, you probably didn't come away with much.
No, but you kind of knew going in you weren't going to come away with a whole lot because that's the way they play that scrimmage as far as Kids Day is concerned. So it's 17 past the hour of 3, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was over in Silvis for the weekend and talk with him. Maybe he got Robert Allenby out of jail. I don't know. It was a bad weekend.
Maybe he was with Robert Allenby.
We'll find out.
I don't know.
We're going to find out. Was Woody Austin? No, Woody Austin wasn't there. Coming up in the APC later on, they've got tickets today and all this week to see Bryan Adams and the Get Up Tour. It'll be at the U.S. Cellular Center on September the 18th. That is a Sunday. And if you are caller number six, not now, but during the APC, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see the Summer of 69 touring legend on September the 18th. Tickets are available at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. You can also go to KGYMRadio.com. And we've got a concert announcement before 4 o'clock to pass along to you and a pair of tickets to go along with that concert announcement. So we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. When we come back, Michael Oss will join us. So stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where is this place?
Under 380 at the end of the S-curve.
And you think we're going to find LG appliances there?
Yes.
And you believe they'll be half price or less?
Yes.
And you also want me to hop in the truck and drive there with you right now?
Also, yes.
Who would want to do that?
Apparently everyone. Scratch and Dent Appliance Warehouse. Brand new high-end appliances for half price or less. You don't need a password to get in. At least not yet. Under Interstate 380 at the end of the S-curve in Cedar Rapids. ScratchandDentCR.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
I can't help but notice you're listening to the radio. Right on. The radio's pretty cool. Until you get out of the car. Cars, man. They're like the world's heaviest radio. That's why I got this app, Next Radio. It lets me use the FM receiver that's built into my phone so I can listen to local radio wherever I take my phone, which is everywhere. Uninterrupted listening from car to sidewalk using less data and battery than streaming apps. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go. Check supported devices and download the free app today from Google Play.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:21 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, a terrific show. Not that we don't have a terrific show today. We'll talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred and the college football guru himself, Mr. Phil Steele, will be joining us on the Tuesday edition of the program. And, talk a little Big Ten, Big 12, Hawkeye, Cyclone football coming up tomorrow. So that will be on the Tuesday edition of the program. Michael Oss joins us on Mondays. He'll be starting to join us on every Monday basis here in just a little bit as we get closer and closer to the college football and basketball seasons. And you can read his stuff at thegazette.com. At Halas is his Twitter handle, and it's a great follow. We suggest you do that. And, Mike joins us here on the Monday edition of the show. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you recovering from your weekend in Silvis?
Boy, that was a tough one.
You're fit.
Stop and start.
Your Fitbit got a great workout though on Saturday.
Yeah. I kind of had heavy legs today. They had a whole, you know, they had two long rain delays, and that's not fun for anybody. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, it does. Zach Johnson now with his best tournament, uncharacteristically, and I think most of all, went a 45-hole stretch where he played even par golf. That was just unthinkable going into the second round.
Yeah, it was. He said that with the wet grounds and with the wind, that it was a different course than it's been for the last 7 or 8 years there.
Mm.
And I guess that's legitimate. But it didn't suit him, and he never really adapted to it. And he wasn't the player there that he had been the last several years, as you said. And that's, you know, there's, you got, at that tournament, it's like any other tournament, but you got to be on in all facets to be in contention, and he was not. And that's golf, huh?
Yeah, and I think you may, I know one of your columns over the weekend was very apropos, and that is that golf is very fleeting. And boy, hey, the three of us know that, especially the two of us sitting here in the studio. When you're playing well, it's a great game. But boy, when you're struggling, like Jeff Ogilvy and Mike Weir's another terrific example, who was in the Deerfield and won the 03 Masters and just has not been able to do anything since that. And
I'll give you another example. Hunter Mahan played in that tournament, and I think he's played in the last few Ryder Cups.
Yep.
Certainly been a world-class player for several years. He can't do anything right this year. And he goes to the final hole at the John Deere at -3, and the cut line's -3, and he double bogeyed the final hole. So he goes away with another missed cut and nothing to show for it. And that all happened in 1 year. I mean, he's not making cuts, he's not making money, he's not doing anything, and he's not in any discussions about Ryder Cup. So it's a pretty thin margin between just being out there and doing well or, you know, going home on Saturday morning.
Well, another great example is a guy that was in contention, Johnson Wagner, who had a terrific season 3-4 years ago, won multiple tournaments. And he's right on the top 125, keep their cards. That's what you want to be in, that top 125. And he's right there. And, boy, you could just see the nervousness in his walk, in his swing, in his mannerisms. They're playing for their livelihoods, basically.
Yeah, you know, it made me remember 4 years ago he played at Zach's Foundation Classic at Elmcraft.
Yep.
I talked to him, and he told me then that his goal was to be a Ryder Cup captain. And I thought, first of all, I've never heard anybody, a younger player, say that was his goal. But I asked him why, and he said because that meant he would have had a stellar career. Well, he hasn't won a tournament since that day. You know? That's how humbling the game is. You have big goals, but, you know, a lot of players hit a certain peak and very hard to get back.
I know you had plenty to do at the Deer, Mike, but I wondered if you caught much of the Olympics, and if so, what you thought.
Well, you mean the golf?
The golf.
In general.
Golf. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see much of it.
Okay.
It sounds like it was a really good 10th taut finish yesterday, which is what they wanted, and the things I've read were that it was a success and that they expect it to be more anticipated in 2020, and that maybe some of the players who chose not to go will look at this and say, hey, I made a mistake. I should have gone. This was really cool. But, you know, how many people around the world were hanging on the shots of Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson yesterday? I don't know. I mean, to me, the Olympics, I'm in the agreement of the camp who likes the Olympics for the individual sports that don't get a lot of run the rest of the 4 years. I mean, the swimming, the gymnastics, the track and field, even some of the more obscure sports like beach volleyball. I don't need to see NBA players. I don't need to see PGA players. I don't need to see Serena Williams. You get them basically every week, every year.
Because the Deer had to move its date and therefore coincided with the Olympic golf competition, did you see any, or did the tournament, the Deer, have any kind of different vibe, or was the field diluted in any way, do you think? Was it any different this year?
Well, when it's the week before the British, I think the field is a little bit better because they put all the British Open qualifiers on a jet, you know, and fly them over there, and it's a real nice deal for them because they know they're not going to be changing planes. They know their bags and their golf clubs are going to get there, all that good stuff. But I don't think the field this year was a whole lot different. There just weren't very many marquee names. I mean, Jordan Spieth wasn't there, and that was Olympics-related. If it hadn't been for the Olympics, he would have come back and defended that title. That's just what you do. But that's the way it was. And so what they had is they had a lot of struggling guys who came there desperate to try and pick up some playoff points. But you didn't have players who were comfortable with their status by and large because the season was so compressed. They played two majors in the space of 3 weeks. I think it's the time of year when players are just worn out, and in 2 weeks they start this playoff grind where they could play up to 4 weeks in a row. And then Ryder Cup's on top of that.
But they do get a lot of money.
But there were a lot of fans there Saturday and Sunday when the weather was decent. I mean, I think they really hit their stride down there in the Quad Cities because they had several years in a row of compelling tournaments and finishes that resonated with people and name players that resonated with people. So you're seeing it's like a football team that has had several good years in a row, a college football team, after maybe not being considered all that great. Once people start buying the tickets, I think they continue to.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year wasn't all that compelling a tournament and didn't have a compelling field, but I think the bounce it's gotten from the last several years now has taken it to sort of a higher level.
Good champion, too. One of those guys that was, we talked about earlier on, was on a pretty good career path, had a couple of lean years, but now Ryan Moore with the win yesterday at the TPC Deer Run, and he really solidified his year, I think up to 23rd now as far as the FedEx Cup point standings, and he's a name at least, which is good for the Deer to have a name winning.
Yeah, he's won five times. That's a good career, and he's only 32 or 33. He's well-sponsored. He's got Mutual of Omaha on his cap, and he's got the Aria Casino in Las Vegas on his shirt. Now, when Justin Rose won yesterday, he was tugging at his shirt wildly like, you know, hey, Britain. I didn't see Justin Moore doing that, you know, for like, hey, stay at the Aria, but... you know, he's well-funded. He's world-class. He's as good as any player that was at that tournament in terms of, I think, potential to have a great career.
Were you anywhere near Jumer's Castle late Friday night, early Saturday morning?
No. No, I did try and tell Robert Allenby where not to go at 2:30 in the morning and just keep it down if he did go places, but he defied me.
Poor guy, jeez.
He has had, this guy was one of the top Australian golfers for a while, and this is the second weird thing that has happened.
Well, if you ask any of his 25 former caddies, they'll tell you there's more than two.
There's more than two.
He goes through caddies like you guys go through producers.
Oh, man. Very good. Very good. Well, yeah, we missed Woody Austin at all the casinos because he's playing in the senior tour now, the Champions Tour. So we had to have...
Here's a guy who played down there who you'll talk about for a long time. His name's John Rahm.
Yeah.
And he's from Spain and via Arizona State. He tied for 14th. But he's going to win a bunch of tournaments and be a big, big star.
Yeah,
well, 21 years old.
And this is what the Deer is known for, to elevate guys like that, like the John Rahms, of course, Jordan Spieth a couple years ago. This is the tournament that really put him on the map as far as the golf world is concerned.
Well, you have to have a niche because you're not going to get, you know, top 20, top 50 players by and large. But what you do is you cultivate relationships. So you can maybe get these guys in once or twice while they're recognizable and while they still feel grateful to you. They did that with Jason Day. They did that with Jordan Spieth. There are many examples of young players they gave exemptions to. And it's like, you know, hey, when you make it on tour, come by again. And they do, at least for a time or two, some for more. They did that with Zach Johnson in 2003 and 2004. They gave him exemptions. Maybe it was 02 and 03. I forget. He's played 15 years in a row. But they built a relationship with him, and, you know, it was good business.
I don't know if it's devastating news today, Mike, but not good news for Iowa State football. Jake Campos, the most experienced offensive lineman for Iowa State, Looks like he's out for the year. And you were in Ames for the Iowa Football Media Day. How's this going to impact Iowa State?
Well, obviously, it's bad stuff, because if you took a unit on their depth chart that you said this is the one that needs the most bucking up, it's the offensive line. It's just, it's inexperienced. And Campos is one of the few guys on there who's played much of any football in college. And he's a tackle, and it's just, you know, it's got some pretty strong ripple effects for that whole team. I don't know what they do. They're not deep on the O-line, but, you know, what do? You just...
Next man in.
Person who's got to do on-the-job training, and that's not the level of football you want that at.
Yeah.
But they do have an offensive line coach who was the nation's offensive line coach of the year at Toledo last year, and you wonder what that might mean. But they lost all five starters after 2014 when they were very good. He takes five new starters, and I believe they won 9 or 10 games. They give him the offensive line of the year coaching award, and he's the one in Ames. He's also the offensive coordinator, who's got to mold a lot of green players.
You wrote when you were at Iowa State Media Day about the change in environment, the change in the vibe around Ames, with a young coach coming in, embracing social media, embracing all the things that a young coach should embrace anyway. And that's what I would think that Iowa State needs. Nothing against Paul Rhodes and what he did, but just needed a change in culture, I think. And that's what the new regime brings.
Yeah, I mean, things are stale over there. There's no nice way to put it, and be honest. But what you got to embrace more than all the bells and whistles is recruiting. And Campbell and his staff have pretty much come to an understanding with the world that they're not settling. They're going after 3- and 4-star recruits. And they're going to Texas. And they pulled one out of Mississippi, I think about a week ago, 10 days ago, that SEC schools were recruiting. So, that's college football. It hasn't changed in 100 years. You got to go get talent by hook or by crook. And their recruiting class for 16 on short notice was pretty good, all things considered. It was probably as well as they could have been expected. And their 2017 class has got a lot of high marks from people who pay attention to that stuff.
Mike, you and I both read a Detroit News story today on Jake Rudock's first appearance in the NFL in a preseason game, and he apparently did quite well. Are you going to be surprised if he makes an NFL roster?
If the Lions are carrying 3 quarterbacks, no. Because in the current NFL era, the number 3 quarterbacks are usually, you know, they're minimum salary guys, and they're entry level, really. But look, Jim Harbaugh says a lot of stuff, but I don't think that he lies about how he sees players. And late last season, he insisted that Rudock was an NFL player. And I mean, the guy did coach in the NFL and had some pretty good success. So I think that Rudock gained a whole lot last year, and his first night out, you know, he did a nice job. So it's just a question of, I don't know who he's battling with for the number 3 job, but most teams do carry 3 quarterbacks. You know, he might be collecting a check in that league in another month.
Matt Stafford's there. Dan Orlovsky, I think, is number 2 right now. But
yeah, a lot of snaps to be played.
Well, I mean, they spent a draft pick on him, so NFL teams don't just burn draft picks for laughs.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. Speaking of football, and I would imagine you got about, a week to collect your breath, and then it's head on into football for the next 3 months or so.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Are you? You're not quite ready. We're not quite ready, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, Mike, answer our poll question today, which is up at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Are you concerned about how Iowa's special teams will look this year? Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have something to be concerned about, and I don't think that they have a really questionable unit on offense or defense, so let's say special teams are questionable. Until somebody's made a long field goal, you don't know if you have somebody who can do it in an important moment.
Yeah.
And with punting's the same way. You don't know if you've got somebody who can give you 45 yards in hang time until it's a real game condition. Sometimes the history of Iowa punters is they go through a rough year and then find themselves and have really nice careers. They don't always come out of the gate great.
Unless your name's Roby.
Yeah. I mean, look, there have been exceptions, but Jason Baker had a tough first year.
Yes, he did.
On the other side, Nate Kading had a tough first year.
Yeah.
So they're going to have new guys at both spots, and look, they're going to play some close games. You just do. It's unavoidable. It's the Big Ten. So, but yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
It will be. It will be. Read Mike's stuff at thegazette.com and at Halas. And Mike, we'll talk with you in a couple of weeks, and then we'll go on our regular Monday basis after that. How's that?
Oh, we'll be so fired up for football 2 weeks from today that you'll think the whole world is a pointy object that clanks off goalposts and breaks people's hearts.
Beach volleyball will be a distant memory.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
Think for yourself.
Thanks, Mike. Right. Mike Halas, 3:40 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM.
By the way, speaking of the Olympics, no spoiler here, but if you're going to watch women's gymnastics tonight, you might want to bring a box of Kleenex if you're a United States fan. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say.
I mean, if you want to know the results of the balance beam, you can find them right now.
Oh, absolutely.
But for somebody out there that doesn't want to know the results, I'm just telling you, bring a box of Kleenex. Could be good, could be bad.
Over and under at 3:40 United States Central Time that Usain Bolt is done with his celebratory moves around the Olympic Stadium.
He's got to prepare for his next event sometime, doesn't he?
Hey, you got 10 minutes. Stretch, ready to go. That guy, and amazing, just amazing. This has been such an amazing Olympiad as far as individual feats are concerned.
He's got a chance to win the 100, the 200, and 4x1 relay. Three Olympics in a row.
The triple-triple.
I don't think it's ever been done.
It's just, he is an amazing
Carl
athlete.
Carl Lewis never did it, did he?
No.
Okay.
No. Don't believe so. Don't believe so. Now look that up before we, as we go to break here.
Well, our text line's open if listeners want to correct us.
319-366-1600. And love to hear from you out there. We're going to go ahead and take a break, come back, and we'll talk more about the Olympics and the weekend that was in the world of sports. We'll do that right after this here on KGYM.
Beating the heat. It's what summer's all about. And at AutoZone, we know that with your car's battery, it's not about staying cool. It's about staying tough. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which corrodes your battery's insides. That's why Duralast batteries are designed and tested to start in extreme temperatures. How extreme? How does 167 degrees sound? So beat the summer heat with a battery that'll last. Get yourself a Duralast battery. Sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
As we mentioned a little bit earlier on, all this week, courtesy of Steve and everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper, we have a Dr. Pepper prize pack going out, and it includes a 12-pack of regular and a 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper swag, plus some KGYM swag, a T-shirt, and a pint glass for you to enjoy your Dr. Pepper beverages in, and more. And we're going to give those away all throughout the week. We're going to take caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. Caller number 5, 319-366-1600. You are going to get a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Go ahead and give us a call. Alex Kuhn will get your information.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Bob in Central City, our friend Bob, is the winner of our Dr. Pepper Prize Pack. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We have Dr. Pepper Prize Packs throughout the rest of the week as well. We have a concert announcement. We will get to that coming up in just a little bit. Our thanks to Mike Loss for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred and Phil Steele on the Tuesday edition of the program as we come up on 3:45. Olympics, and more this past weekend. NASCAR took the weekend off. You did have the first preseason football games over the weekend. Caught the first quarter of Chiefs-Seattle on Saturday afternoon. Very happy with the Chiefs' starting offense. Looked good out there. Defense, they were very Hawkeye-esque. gave up some ground, but did not give up any points. But it was fun to watch some football over the weekend.
I was spared from watching the Bears opener. If you recall, was it Thursday night? We had horrific storms. Knocked out my cable provider for much of the evening. So I was spared from watching a 22-0 loss to the Denver Broncos. But one reason I wanted to watch that game is to check in on James Ferentz, who's the number two center for the Broncos, and Casey Kreider.
Mm-hmm. The pride of DeWitt.
Former walk-on from DeWitt is going to be the Broncos' long snapper this year. He's already won that battle.
That's good job security to have.
Yeah.
But it was just great to see football. Of course, you had your injuries already in a few different places. We mentioned Jake Campos at Iowa State. He was hurt in practice, of course. C.J. Beathard dinged up a little bit in practice last week, but he is back there. If he wasn't fully healthy, he would not have even been out there for the Kids' Day scrimmage. So
that's my guess, too. Yeah.
So don't, if you're a Hawkeye fan out there, don't worry about it. If you're an Iowa State fan out there, I think you're a lot more worried about the Jake Campos fallout, because that's going to move people around on that offensive line a little bit. A line that was thin to begin with, and not a lot of experience coming into the 16 season.
True enough. Speaking of the Olympics, I wonder your impressions, not only yours, Scott, but our listeners' impressions of these Olympics so far. Has it been the train wreck that everybody thought it would be? You know, over the weekend, Ryan Lochte and other swimmers were robbed at gunpoint. We've got the green water in the diving pool. What do you think?
I think it's been better than they thought, but yeah, you've had isolated incidents. You had the robberies. You've had some underpublicized violent events that took place at the family of NBC Network seemed to be looking away from and putting a happy face on, if you will, a little bit. The venues, except for the green water, and that was more of a human problem than anything, if you will, with a piece of equipment that malfunctioned. So I don't think that could be something that you can blame on infrastructure not going well. As far as Rio is concerned,
no reports of anything Zika related.
No, nothing like that. The golfers said that they had a wonderful time down there. The United States men's basketball team, aside from beating France by 3, had a good time at about 12:30 at night at the beach volleyball venue, watching Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross go at it last night as they moved to the semifinals, beating an Aussie duo last evening. And I think what is turning into everyone's favorite sport.
2235 on the text line, USA is dominating. That's all that matters.
They are.
Well, I read a story today. If you take the swimming medals out for the USA, which you can't do,
yeah,
obviously.
Well, same thing with...
USA would be third.
Right, but Chinese have won a lot of diving
medals. Okay, so the Chinese have won shooting and rowing and whatever, yeah.
You got to have all the events in there. Track and field is now coming up. Swimming is done, but the Americans will do well in track and field. Not quite as well as they did in the pool, but they're still going to do fine. Wrestling's coming up this week, so that'll be good to see Dennis out there and to see if he can come away with a medal later on this week.
Speaking of shooting, I don't know if you noticed, an independent Olympic athlete won one of the events. These are athletes, refugees pretty much. This gentleman is originally from Kuwait, I think, and I think it's the first gold medal for an independent Olympic athlete, and always wondered what anthem do they play. Well, I found out they play the IOC anthem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The IOC anthem. Very interesting to watch the medal ceremony after the golf yesterday, playing God Save the Queen for Justin Rose in Great Britain as he won. It was awe-inspiring, if you will. Like I said, it was just a different vibe as far as golf. I don't think you can compare it to a major. I don't think you should compare it to a major.
It's in its own compartment,
yeah,
I think.
It's not a Ryder Cup event. It was very subdued up until the final few groups, because those were the groups that knew they had a chance to win a medal. They were the ones that were grinding, and it's great, almost match play theater, if you will.
Never have I seen anyone so thrilled with a third-place finish than Matt Kuchar. That's what makes this event different, because if you're third on the PGA Tour, you get a nice paycheck, a very nice paycheck, and you accumulate Ryder Cup points and FedEx Cup points and on and on. But nobody remembers the third-place guy in the John Deere this year. They'll remember the third-place guy in the Olympics of 2016.
They're
golf.
Not going to remember the fourth-place guy. I can guarantee you that. They're not going to remember that. And who was it, Marcus Frazier or somebody like that?
Yeah, I think there was a tie of some kind. Yeah.
Tied for fourth, and he had the lead at 8-under after the first round. And I think stayed at 8-under and finished at that particular number for the four-day run. The women will play this coming
this
weekend.
This week, yep. Mm-hmm.
I believe that they're going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, though, instead of Thursday through Sunday. I think they tee off on Wednesday. As we mentioned, wrestling will get underway in earnest coming up this week as well.
Yeah, Dan Dennis is going to be competing. He's of the former Iowa Hawkeye and Hawkeye Wrestling Club, and not favored to win a medal, but as we spoke with Mike Loss a couple weeks ago and others, I could count him out.
Last night, very interesting in that 100 for the men, with Gatlin almost being treated like a villain last night.
Yeah, very much so.
And Usain Bolt as the... I'll ask you this question. It'd be another interesting poll question. We do have one up that deals with Iowa football from Saturday and Kids Day. You can go to kgymradio.com and register your vote on that. But does Usain Bolt remind you of Ali a little bit?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it, but maybe a little bit.
Just the magnetism of Usain Bolt?
He's not as poetic.
He's a showman.
He's a bit of a showman, and he backs it up, much as Ali did.
Yes, he did. He just reminds me a lot of Ali, kind of a modern day. I don't think we're going to see anyone the same equivalency of Muhammad Ali, but as far as a worldwide stage is concerned, Usain Bolt is worldwide. He may be, the most recognizable athlete right now. Would you say that?
Certainly the fastest.
Certainly the fastest, but I got to think that this guy, he's the most, they said last night, Bob Costas, others, he's the most famous Jamaican ever. Sorry to Bob Marley out there, but he is. And everybody, wherever he goes around the world, people know him.
More so than Michael Phelps.
I think they're in the top five for sure. Who would be the top five most recognizable athletes right now? Let us know on the text line, 319-366-1600 here. As we go into the final 7 minutes or so of today.
Simone Biles?
I don't think she's... Maybe now, but and also, hey, there's a 4 foot eight person over there. That's probably her. But I don't think she's as recognizable as Bolt or Phelps.
Again, have tissue available tonight for the women's gymnastics balance beam. Just telling you.
You'll be watching The Bachelorette or somebody like
that. That's over. That's over.
It's never over. It's never over.
I think it's over.
Or they're dancing or something like that. I don't know. But who would be? Is Tiger anymore?
There were Olympians?
Anybody.
Or just in general.
Maradona? That could be. Soccer player? Football player? I don't think... would a Tom Brady be? Would Tom Brady be recognized in Europe?
I don't know if he would be.
But I bet Bolt would be.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Usain Bolt would be, and I bet Michael Phelps would be.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
8721 on the text line says LeBron James.
LeBron, yeah. I can go with that. Basketball is an international sport right now. I think more than anything else. Aside from soccer, of course. Aside from soccer, of course. I think LeBron would be in that top five. And Tiger probably still would be in the top five.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't picked up a golf club in a year and a half or so, I think he's still in the top five. I don't know what that fifth one would be, though.
1121 says Phil Mickelson or maybe even Spieth.
Yeah. Golf is pretty international.
It is.
How about Rory? I think you can throw Rory in there as well. I think a lot of people recognize Phil just because Phil's that kind of neighbor guy that you could talk with over the hedges.
Who in baseball? Wouldn't have been A-Rod, would it?
Is it Ichiro?
Perhaps Ichiro?
Could be Ichiro after the 3,000th hit. Good question. Good question.
93-28 and 65-87 both say Ronaldo.
Yeah, I would go with one of the soccer players.
65-87, Messi and Jordan.
Even though Jordan hasn't played a competitive game in, you know, what, 15 years? Something like that?
Still breathing.
Still breathing. Neither still recognizable.
Ali.
Yeah, well, Ali was.
Right.
I don't think there was any question that Ali was. We'll get more of your text coming up in a moment. We do have our concert announcement. So, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Tickets will go on sale starting at 10 o'clock this Friday for an appearance by the world-famous Hairball. They're coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday, November the 19th. That will be a 7:30 show, and I love it. This is what they say about Hairball, Mark. Hairball puts on an event. The light, sound, video screen, smoke, fire, blood, bombs, confetti, spiders, snakes, and monsters.
Jeez.
And the screaming hordes of rabid Hairball fans create an event that hits you so hard, it'll take you a full day to recover. Rock and roll will never die.
How about that?
There you go. Hairball coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, and that'll be on Saturday, November the 19th at 7:30. And general public tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this Friday. For the event, some great rock and roll. It's not one of your countless 80s tribute bands. It is an event and an expression of the music and showmanship of the 1980s. We have a pair of tickets for you to win right now. Caller number six, 319-366-1600. You're going to go see Hairball, and you're going to win those tickets before they go on sale this Friday. We'll come back, let you know who our winners are after this.
Hey golfers, Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast. Golf Headquarters has lost its lease. This is it. $1 million inventory, it must be sold. And all prices have again been reduced. 30% off all golf bags, clothing up to 60% off, shirts from $6.99. Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road, store inventory blowout until it's all gone. Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, all at prices too low to advertise. All clubs must be sold. Golf Headquarters, $1 million emergency liquidation until everything is sold. Fixtures, cash registers, and all clubs, shoes, bags at blowout prices.
Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast is closing this location soon. Get in here now. Prices reduced again. Prices too low to advertise. This store is closing, so the $1 million inventory reduction is on now. Everything must be sold. Hurry in for the best selection. Ping excluded. And new location announced soon. Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road, Northeast. For now.
What does CID stand for? Well, the Eastern Iowa Airport for one thing, but now it also means Charlotte is a destination. Beginning November 4th, you can fly nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport to Charlotte, North Carolina on American Airlines. And from Charlotte, you can connect to places all around the world. Oh yeah, at the Eastern Iowa Airport, it's all about the connections. Book your tickets now at AA.com.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. Mediacomcable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at Mediacomcable.careers.
Charlie from Cedar Rapids is going to go see Hairball. He won tickets before they go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock. And they're going to be at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena coming up on Saturday, November 19th. Mark, poll question real quick.
Yep. Are you concerned about how Iowa's special teams will look this year? Yes or no?
Right now, the yeses are winning. APC coming up next. KGYM.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really. Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's zero.